The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you, Dayton Kane. Still sitting here in the studio, but now joined by Colleen Allsburg. How are you?
Good morning, Dayton. I'm doing good.
So Rose isn't here because she's traveling.
She is. We've been chatting, and she made her way down to South America. She sent me a message, said they made it safely to Buenos Aires in Argentina.
Nice.
And this morning, they flew out to Ushuaia. And from there, they're going to stay a night, and then they're going to head on to a cruise ship and head to the Antarctica area.
The one last continent she's not been on.
Yeah, I'm excited for her. I'm a bit jealous. She's been trying to get there for 3 years, and this is it. She's got a great group of folks with her. The cool thing is she set up a personal tour for them in Buenos Aires with the free time that they had and trying to get their the time zone acclimation going. And
sure. And
they had a great time. So that's a neat thing about going with Rose or one of our tour managers. But she is so excited, and it's quite evident if you've been watching her Facebook.
Yeah.
It's just so cool.
And great pictures. So how many continents have you been to?
I have been on, I guess India counts as Asia, so I've been on six. I still need that seventh continent.
The same one she's about to visit probably, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, same one.
Nice. Well, typically on this show, we talk travel, and I get to hear about everybody's travel experiences. This time, I actually have one to share, so we'll share that throughout the show today. What else do we need to hit on? What's going on in the travel world?
Well, it's getting busy again. We're getting back to pre-COVID times with our business, and I know that our travel advisors at Fox are really starting to feel that push again, and
that's
great. I love it. I'm sure they're going to yell at me for saying that, but I think it's awesome, and I love that things are coming back to normal. We're feeling that again. Our business is getting bigger and better. We're always looking for new employees, so it's just really doing good. So that's a positive thing in the world right now.
Good. Any big releases for new trips coming up, or are we pretty much set for the itinerary here?
Well, 23 is pretty much done. We're pretty much set with that. There's still, I'm talking groups, and I should give you my background is that I work in the group department. And so for our groups, we're pretty full, but we still have availability for quite a few neat trips that are coming up this summer and fall, and a Hawaii winter as well. So we've got a lot of great things going on for our group department. But for travel in general, if you are thinking about doing a vacation, if you're looking at going this spring or over a spring break, don't hesitate right now. Get going and get that booked, because it's going to be very hard to find, especially charter flights. And as you experienced on your trip, there was a little issue with space and stuff and cancellations. So now's the time to get going on anything for the spring. And then if you're looking even into the summer and fall, I would book now and just get everything taken care of, because it is so busy and we are getting really full.
Awesome. So get ready for a good hour here with Colleen. Pull up the website, foxworldtravel.com. Follow along, look through there as you're listening to the show, find those trips you want to go on, and then on that website is a contact us form. If you fill that out, somebody will reach back to you and get you set up on your trip that you're going to take.
Yeah, and a nice thing now is that our branch offices are all open from 9 to noon on Saturdays, which is nice, because if you need to get on a weekend, if you can't do it during the week, you can see them in person. Our Oshkosh office is the only one that is not open on Saturdays, but all the other ones will be. So pop in and see the ladies often and suggest that you make a reservation with them first. Just give them a call, make an appointment.
That number is 866-GO-FOX-GO. The number here, if you want to talk to Colleen and I, 855-616-1620 is the old National Bank talk and text line. More of the Fox World Travel Show coming up next on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Well, typically with Rose Gray. Today it's Colleen Allsburg. I'm Dayton Kane. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to participate, the Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Mentioned at the top of the show that I went on a vacation, just got back. That's why I haven't been here in over a month between the holidays and my vacation. And it's like riding a bike. I'm trying to
You're like retired.
It was weird not getting up on a Saturday at 5 a.m. So we went to Puerto Morelos and we stayed at an Azul Beach. This is with Apple Vacations through Fox World Travel, and Amstar helps you once you get down there with Apple Vacations. And it's part of the Charisma line, which we had never stayed at one of their resorts before.
Yeah, they're beautiful, aren't they?
There were six of us adults, and the food was phenomenal. It was like chef quality, like you're going out in New York to a restaurant and getting freshly made meals. It was unbelievably good. The staff was phenomenal. All of them spoke very good English, which sometimes is spotty in Mexico, but it was actually more spotty in Punta Cana last year when we went than it was in Mexico. What else went on? Oh, we just, the beach was nice. Water in the Caribbean Sea was actually warmer than the pool.
Nice.
So it was nice going out in the sea and doing a little bit of that. And
how were the shows and everything?
Shows were fun. We saw like a Jersey Boys show.
Perfect.
And couple different acts where there were actual live singers doing, you know, songs. And so it was great. Nothing to complain about. It was awesome. And then Friday, we took our airport excursion. So we were supposed to leave Friday. They loaded us on a shuttle, took us to the airport, and we found out our flight was canceled. First it was delayed, then it was canceled.
Yeah.
So we spent some time in the airport, but got the free voucher. We did check in our bags, got through customs, went up and got ready to go on the plane, found out it was canceled, had to get taken back down, got our bags back, got shuttled to a Dreams resort, which was beautiful.
Nice.
Got to spend a night there and a morning, another morning in Mexico, and then loaded it and finally got home at like 10:30 at night on Saturday.
Oh,
so,
man. Yeah.
The ending of it was a little rough, but overall, phenomenal. My question to you and other listeners may, because people were asking me, knowing I do this show and knowing who I was, who's responsible here? Because a couple things that happened at the end. We got on the shuttle and got to the airport where others at our resort somehow got notified that our plane had been delayed, and we didn't get that. So as I'm on a resort with Apple Vacations, Amstar is my people there. You're my travel agent. Who in that chain of command should have been, hey, guys, your flight has been delayed. Don't leave the resort yet because you're not leaving until 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, that absolutely should have been Apple and Amstar keeping track of those flights and
so
finding
there was
out
a little
what was
miscommunication
going on.
There,
correct.
Which cost us a day at the airport versus sitting by the pool, which was kind of a bummer. Phenomenal getting us to the resort and giving us a beautiful resort to stay in overnight. So they did a great job there. Dreams Resort, like I said, was just gorgeous. Next day, shuttling from the resort to the airport again. We were supposed to be there at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Shuttle shows up about 1:45.
Oops. Okay.
Only enough for half the people that needed to go. So we sat there for another half hour, and then all of a sudden a bunch of taxis and cargo vans started showing up. Or Sprinter vans, not cargo vans.
Yeah.
So again, in that, is that Amstar on that end that's
it
supposed
is.
To be?
Okay. And it's really kind of hard.
Because we've never had this issue.
Yeah.
We've traveled with Amstar and Apple Vacations. This is probably our ninth trip.
For sure.
And
yeah.
Never had issues like this.
Yeah, and you know, and often they get us to the airport anyways, just because there's always that chance with the charter flights. They don't really have set schedules, so they might just say, hey, the plane is coming. There is going to be a plane coming. So they
sure, which
they
is want, what they thought,
yeah,
I think, originally.
Exactly. And I know you had been texting Rose and I during the situation there, and as it got later and later, I was like, I just had a feeling they were going to cancel that flight.
Right.
And the people at the resorts, you know, not to say that Apple and Amstar didn't do their best to help you in that respect, I think they don't know often as well.
Well, and then they had to find room for 100 people to go to
right,
a resort. So
exactly.
During all that time we're waiting, I'm sure they're in the background calling resorts. Who has room? Where can we find a place to book all these people? Now we need to get a shuttle there that we didn't have planned. And so
correct,
it's not like
yeah.
they weren't doing anything. It's just we weren't getting the communication of what was happening necessarily.
Right,
so.
Right. Because that plane that was coming down from Milwaukee had 180 people on it.
Right,
and
right.
where were they going to stay?
Right, and that's so how we got home on Saturday was what was called a rescue flight. They flew an empty plane down to Cancun to get us because they didn't have room on any other planes. So.
Exactly, because they're bringing a full flight down, right. Expecting a full flight back. So where were they going to put you? So right. Thank goodness they did that.
Yes,
so they did step up. Yeah, and got you sure. home. So fantastic.
Can't complain about that. I'm sure Swift Airlines lost their money on this one all the things they had to do to keep us, you know,
right.
going.
You well, know, and they had to find the crew and all that right. as well. So there is a lot of logistics involved just to make that happen. So yeah. Sounds like they did the best they could and they got you home. So
advice to people that are going through that, talk to your Amstar person as soon as you can, maybe in the
yeah,
morning. Hey,
correct.
The morning
yeah.
of, hey, guy, how's it going?
Absolutely.
Are we on track? What's yeah. going on? And we didn't do that. We went online and checked, and it still said our flight was on time.
Right.
By the time we got from the hotel to the airport, it must have been canceled or delayed or whatever. So
yeah.
anyway.
That's happened to me with
so
groups,
live and learn.
Too.
Again, yeah. we've never, yeah. we took Swift Airlines from Punta Cana and back last year and not a hitch, not a problem.
Right.
So right. I don't know what happened. They never quite told us. Was it a plane issue, a pilot issue? But
yeah.
anyway, we're here.
You're
we had
home?
A great week.
Yeah.
And
great.
Now we're back in gray, wet Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Yeah. it's just, I'm looking for sunshine, and hopefully tomorrow we'll have a little sunshine.
Yeah, but, looks like. But yeah. Okay, so when we come back, we do have some texts already lined up that we're going to go through, but we'd love to hear from you on the phone too. The Old National Bank Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. It is 9:24, 30 degrees on the way up to a high of 34 today. I'm Dayton Kane, Colleen Ellsberg in for Rose Gray. We're going to talk about Rose's trip a little bit more again, but let's go through some texts that we have at 855-616-1620. This first one says, heading to Amsterdam in April, looking at the Keukenhof.
Yeah, you got that.
Hey.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Frank House. Any other suggestions or restaurants?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Amsterdam is actually one of my very favorite places in Europe. Absolutely love spending some time there. I would highly recommend getting on one of the canal boats and taking a little trip through all the canals in Amsterdam.
Okay.
They're quite amazing. I will warn you, and this happens to me every time, and every time I take a group there, somebody gets hit by a bicycle.
Oh.
They have so many, there's like millions really? Of bicycles. They've got actually the parking structures are for bicycles, not for cars.
Wow.
And they have bicycle lanes and pedestrian lanes. And the bicycle people don't care that you're a pedestrian. So when you're, just really pay attention when you're walking on the sidewalks so that you're not going to get hit by, and they'll tell you, they'll ring their little bells and yell at you and stuff. So,
does Amsterdam, is it pretty temperature steady throughout the year?
It's fairly mild.
It is.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a little bit farther north in Europe, but they do have winter as well. But bicycles are a big thing there.
Huh.
They're
okay.
huge. So that's my warning for you in Amsterdam. But definitely get on a canal cruise. I see that you want to get to the Anne Frank House, which is amazing. Do some kind of a city tour would be great. It's a very walkable city. Get down to the Dam Square and all that area. It's very pretty. The harbor area is pretty. Don't be afraid. Go into the red light district and check it out. It's probably a little less intimidating during the day. You're still going to see some ladies of questionable or negotiable affections, let's say. But it's regulated by the government, and it's kind of an interesting area to explore. Lots of great restaurants. If you can find anything that has typical Dutch Dutch meals, that's what I check that out, because you are in Holland, so you want to see something and enjoy a nice, real, authentic Dutch meal. So look for any restaurant that has kind of like a Delft sign, you know, like
okay.
the blue and white
right.
in front of it. I know there's some great ones near Dam Square and in that area. But it's a fabulous city. There's a lot to do. We do take a lot of the river cruises out from Amsterdam, which I love. And by the way, just a little segue there. I'm taking a group in October. Got three cabins left. We're leaving from Amsterdam, heading south down the Rhine to Basel, Switzerland.
So you leave from Amsterdam. Do you get to spend a little time there before you leave then, if you're on one of those cruises?
Yeah, we do. Usually you overnight.
Okay.
We usually definitely get you in a day early, or we just overnight one night on the cruise ship. And then we head south, and
okay.
we go to some amazing places like Cologne and Rüdesheim down through Strasbourg, which is one of my favorite cities too, down in France. So that's just a beautiful area. Castles on the Rhine, kind of a neat area.
Room on that one, you can find it on the group travel page?
You can. It's still on Fox World Travel okay. under the Fox Group Vacations.
All right, so there's some suggestions. Sounds good. All right, another one here says, we traveled to Italy on a WTMJ group with Colleen about a dozen years ago. Colleen and the trip were both awesome. Let's see. Ask Colleen if she remembers Endora Crankington.
I do. You know, I remember that trip quite vividly. Nice to hear from you guys. We took two buses on that trip. We had a celebrity host with us, and it was just a fantastic time. We had great weather, riding through the beautiful Tuscan Valley. I remember that, and doing some great wines, and making some really neat friends like you guys. So thanks for checking in. It's been a while.
So is this still the game still going on today while you're hosting? The Colleen game where they drink every time Colleen's name is said?
I noticed one of my friends responded to my Facebook thing. So
what do people do?
Well, it's normally when Rose is on and not me, because I think I would make them alcoholics if we talked about it today. But when Rose is on and every time she mentions my name, I have a wonderful group of folks that travel to usually Mexico with me, and they have to take a drink every time they hear my name. So
that's hilarious.
Yeah, they're awesome people.
Colleen Alsberg in for Rose Gray. Let's go to another text here from the 414. It says, I'm planning a trip to New Zealand around Christmas time of 2023, and I see that Delta Airlines has unveiled its first ever flights to New Zealand. Do you know anything about that?
I do, and it's awesome. Delta is their hub is in Atlanta, but now they're going to fly direct from LAX to Auckland, New Zealand. I've experienced it now a couple times. This is a wonderful upgrade opportunity for you. They have new seats called Premium Economy. So there's Basic Economy, now there's Premium Economy, then Business Class, First Class. And the Premium Economy seats, it's a nominal upgrade. It's usually not too expensive, but you get your own seat. You have your own armrests. They recline a little bit more. They have footrests, and you get a better meal. And it's usually includes your drinks as well. So take a look at that if you can. But what a great opportunity! You just have to get yourself to LA, and then you're direct over to Auckland.
On those longer flights, definitely worth the upgrade in your opinion.
Oh my gosh, either have two seats or have an upgrade, because it makes a huge world of difference when you're flying.
We got lucky on the way back from Puerto Morelos. We had the exit row seat, so we had the extra space, which was kind of nice. So, all right, one more here, and then we have to get to the news. It says, we are on a group trip to New Zealand and Australia with Rose next month. When will we get final travel plans?
That is coming very soon. In fact, I was working on it yesterday at the office with our group gang, and we're going to be planning. There'll be electronic documents coming to you very soon, as soon as we get everybody registered. And then we will do a Zoom meeting, per se. It's going to be a recorded meeting for you to go through the documents. And quite honestly, I just packed up all your gifts, because we give you guys gifts, and I'm dropping them off at some of the offices this morning.
Very soon. Old National Bank talk and text line 855-616-1620. We'd love to hear from you. I see Mike is on the line from West Bend. We'll get to him when we come back. But now it's time to take a break from the Fox World Travel Show. Go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Adam Roberts. Good morning, Adam.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
It is indeed Dayton Kane here with Colleen Alsberg in for Rose Gray. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. Old National Bank, get old. Let's go over to Mike in West Bend. Thank you for hanging on, Mike. What's your question?
No problem. Hey, good morning. Normally, on family trip, we go to Punta Cana, but we're looking at going somewhere in May and June. I'm taking my two daughters. They're 17 and 20. They want to go to Mexico. So I hear sometimes you hear the horror stories, but I'm looking for, what are your thoughts on the best places to go in Mexico as far as staying at a resort with teenage girls?
Oh, there's a lot of great places and nice areas. And when it comes to Mexico, I've always felt really comfortable there, but you have to be safe just like everywhere else. So I would not hesitate to take them to Cancun itself, right? Cancun proper. Some great hotels, like the Hard Rock Cafe is amazing.
It's a great hotel, resort.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorites there.
Yeah, mine too.
And you can walk anywhere really from there.
Beaches are gorgeous.
Right. Yeah. And you know, just got to kind of keep an eye on the girls and not to let them go astray. Meet boys anywhere. But you'll have a great time there. Another one of my favorite places is Playa del Carmen. It's about an hour south of the airport, a cute little Mexican city. Lots of, again, great resorts. I love the, it used to be called the Royal, but now it's a Hyatt. It's right downtown. You can walk right to Fifth Avenue. And also there's some nice Riu properties down there too. That's great for multi-generational type trips.
Okay.
Dayton, you've just been in Puerto Morales.
We were in Puerto Morales, which was beautiful, but the resort we stayed at, I would not recommend for teenagers. There just wasn't a lot to do for teens there. But as far as safety, we fly into Cancun. We did, you know, Puerto Morales, which is about 15 minutes away. Never once did I feel threatened or like there was an issue with my safety. And we've been to Mexico several times with our daughter and son, who were teenagers at the time, never had issues. So
right.
I think we get scared a little bit sometimes with the stories we hear but they're plucked out of the headlines, right? They're one
Absolutely.
In very few that's happening, and it's scary. You got to be careful, but I don't think it's as bad as sometimes it's made out to be.
Right, and if you're going to do any off-property type trips, then stick with somebody that you know. We work with Amstar, work with Lomas, so
right.
stick with those guys and maybe they're a little higher priced, but it's all about a safety factor, and we trust them and we know them. So don't go off on your own and do anything like that. Just kind of stick with the program.
Okay. All right, will do. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. You're Thanks welcome. For listening, Mike. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620 is the number if you want to get in touch with us. Let's go through some texts. It says, I'm going to Australia and New Zealand with Rose. Was wondering if there was a day I could sneak away and golf.
Actually, I looked at Rose's itinerary, and you have quite a lot of free time. There's some free days both in New Zealand and Australia. And my suggestion is when you get there, work with Rose and a local, maybe a hotel concierge, to see what the best option for golfing is. I probably wouldn't book it in advance because you would be able to do it once you get over there. But on every one of those free days that you're in Australia and New Zealand, there is a course close by. So just kind of work with Rose when you get there, and she'll help you out.
Beautiful. Morning, Colleen. Any thoughts on why car rentals are so expensive lately?
Oh, that's still a victim of the COVID era. Unfortunately, it's a supply and demand, and they weren't building enough cars at the time because of that chip shortage.
Some rental companies sold off some of their fleet
exactly.
because they just weren't using them.
Exactly.
And they haven't built back up yet. So.
Yeah, I booked a trip to Hawaii. We got the car rental really early, like early in COVID, and got it for $300 a week. Now we tried to book it again at $1,600
oh
for the
my
week.
Gosh.
So it's happening to everybody, and they say it's still going to keep going until we get back on track through 23. So unfortunately, it's just a supply and demand thing, and there is no stock for them to give you cars.
That was from Wade, and he said he loves the show. Thank you, Wade.
Thanks,
for listening.
Wade.
Appreciate it. What resort did Dean stay at? I think you meant Dayton.
Yep.
We went to the Azul Beach, which is a Charisma property, which I would recommend highly for food, for activity, beautiful resort. Like I said, I wouldn't recommend it if you had teenagers, though, because there wasn't a lot of teen activity at night. You know, the nightclub was a little lacking.
Yeah.
You know, kids like to go dance and hang
for
out
sure.
with the other kids. But if you are an adult or even had little kids, they had great little kid accommodations, foam parties.
Oh,
and
fun.
Babysitters all day, you know, where you could
awesome.
Go relax. But just that teenage, they were kind of lacking on that part there. So Azul Beach was the name of that. Let's see. We missed the airline. The direct flight from L.A. to Auckland was. We booked for cruises in Australia and New Zealand in 2025 with Fox, but they are interested in premium economy class flight.
We were talking about Delta Airlines, and also I know if you want to look into it, United Airlines has started the premium economy seats too. I just experienced those back from Hawaii, and they were just as fantastic as Delta.
All right, there you go. One more question on the phone here before we have to take another break. Let's go to Pat in New Berlin. Good morning, Pat. What's your question?
Good morning. I just tuned in earlier just as you were telling your story about your trip to Mexico. And we're leaving 2 weeks from tomorrow for the Playa del Carmen area. We're taking an Apple vacation.
Okay.
So I found that kind of interesting. And we're also going on Swift Air. So I'm hoping we don't have the same problem you had.
I hope you don't either.
So my question is, I had heard that as far as excursions go, that it's best to book them ahead of time. And I was just wondering if there are certain places, websites, I know there's TripAdvisor, that you would recommend for us to do that, or do you think it's okay to just wait till we get there?
I think it's okay to wait until
you
get there.
We've always just waited until we get there. We work with our Amstar dealer on the property. Like Colleen mentioned, we know they're a vetted source that's going to get you a nice, safe trip. If you go out on TripAdvisor and just start booking something randomly, you don't quite know what you're getting. So we did that. Our Amstar guy at the hotel was great. We just missed that one final day where he said, hey, your flight was delayed. But other than that, he was very accommodating, booked our excursions for us, did a great job. Don't go down to Mexico and just book with anybody, because some of those are timeshare deals where they try to rope you in with a cheap excursion and then you waste half a day sitting through a timeshare presentation. So be leery of that as well.
Yeah, and I think the Amstar rep will probably organize just a little mini meeting, maybe 30 minutes the next morning, just to go over what's available. They'll give you a little booklet. I think they still do that. So you can kind of find out what you want to do, and they'll tell you the prices and things. So yeah, definitely stick with Amstar. Yeah, that's going to be your best bet.
So do we just when we check in, just tell them that's what we're interested in, and they'll just point us in the right direction?
Correct.
As far as finding those people?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, they usually have their own separate office on the property.
Yeah, and they'll meet you at the airport, too. And
they will meet you at the airport, get you on your shuttle. Mm-hmm. But then once you get your hotel and you're checked in, ask where the Amstar representative is, and they'll point you in their direction.
Yeah, it's very well taken care of.
Okay. So just real quickly, you said something about, we have a private shuttle scheduled. So is that through Amstar?
If you booked it with Fox World Travel directly, probably.
No, we booked directly through Apple, but we did private shuttle.
It should still be an Amstar representative that you'd find to point you in the right direction.
For sure. In your documents, it'll give you exact directions, too. They should be sending you some electronic documents. And just read through those, and it'll tell you after you go through Customs and Immigration in Mexico where to head right after that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Have a great trip, Pat. Thanks for calling. 855-616-1620 is the number. We do need to take a break. When we get back, we'll talk to Mike in Illinois about the Portland area. And we have several more texts lined up, ready to go. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning, 9:48. Got a couple minutes here before we take our final break. Let's get into it right away with a phone call from Mike in Illinois. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for hanging on. What's your question?
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay. I'm traveling to Portland later on this year, Portland, Oregon. Just wondering, things to do around there. Obviously, I know the city, but I know about an hour away from the coast. Good towns along the coast to visit. Any ideas that you have?
Yeah, it's a beautiful city. Been there quite a few years ago, but I know it's very eco-friendly, a lot of healthy options to do some maybe some biking or things like that. Have you been out to Multnomah Falls? Because that's gorgeous.
I have.
Okay.
I did. Yeah, okay. Very beautiful.
Yeah. And there's great winery areas. There's some new, there's a new distillery area. The Pearl District, where they have lots of shops and galleries, coffee shops, things like that. A lot of a great variety, very diverse restaurants. Lots of neat things to do.
Have you done any of the coastal cities?
The only time I've been to Portland actually was on a cruise ship, so I've done a few of those coastal cities, and it's nice to just travel along the coast, rent a car, and just stop and as you come and go, and just see it's very easy to get around, easy to drive, so definitely.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks for listening, Mike. Have a great trip. 855-616-1620. Let's get another text in before we take a break. It says, traveling to Thailand in March. Since Medicare doesn't cover outside U.S., what do you recommend? Does an Advantage plan have coverage?
I would probably look into a travel insurance. We use Travel Guard, which is a company right here in Wisconsin. You can go on to travelguard.com and actually get quotes on there to see what they'll cover. They do have quite a extensive coverage for your medical insurance, so that's something that I would recommend. If you want to talk to one of our advisors, they can run a couple of quotes for you really quick and get you set up for, and it's really good insurance as well.
All right. It is a Fox World Travel Show. You can find everything about them at foxworldtravel.com. When we get back, we have more texts to get through. It's a busy day today on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning. It's 29. Not going to get much warmer. A high of 34 today, but at least we don't have 6 feet of snow, so we've got that going for us. Dayton Kane here with Colleen Allsburg in for Rose Gray, and we have time to get through just a few more here on the text line. It says, my family and I just returned from a week on the Odyssey of the Seas, Royal Caribbean, to the Western Caribbean, recommended by Andrea Lewis. Is that one of your representatives?
She is, okay. Yes. She's one of our best advisors. Love her to pieces.
She arranged it flawlessly. Tell her thank you and recommend her and the trip. The boat and its amenities were amazing. The stops and excursions were fabulous. So that is the Odyssey of the Sea.
That's a nice big ship. Nice new ship. Beautiful. Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for letting us know out. And I will pass that on to Andrea for
you. Sounds like something to look into. All right. Another one here says, do you work with tour groups for the Rose Parade in 2024?
Any of our travel advisors can actually look that up for you. And there are some packages that you can do for the Rose Parade. We at Fox don't do tour groups ourselves, just because it's kind of a there's lots of different components that you want to add to these kind of trips. But there are some tour vendors in that area that will run Rose Parade groups. And I would suggest if you do that, get advanced seating, get the seats that are in the bleachers. That's going to be your best viewing and easiest to find instead of having to sleep on the street the night before.
That's good advice. All right. Another one here says, Dayton, did anyone in your group get the Montezuma Revenge when you were in Mexico? I've only been there twice and won't go anytime again for that reason. I spend most of the vacation in the bathroom. Colleen, what advice do you have to prevent this? First of all, yes, that does happen to me every time I travel for about a day. I get stomach issues, and then it clears out my system and I'm fine. So
yeah,
I actually usually go to an all-inclusive where I eat and drink all week long and come back weighing less than I started. It's
that's
kind
a nice
of a nice
thing.
Way to
yeah.
get rid of stuff.
Yeah, I guess the best TMI? Advice is, TMI? Yeah, probably TMI, Dayton, thank you. But I won't tell you my stories. I wouldn't let a trip to Mexico go by just because of this issue, but what I would suggest is drink bottled water wherever you can, and they supply it everywhere.
Yes.
They do clean all of their, at the resorts, they clean all of their lettuces and their things with bottled water. Everything is all filtered, so don't worry about that. The ice is filtered, so again, if you're doing drinks with ice in it, don't worry about that. There are, like the Imodians of the world, the best place actually to get that type of medication, let's say, would be in Mexico because they have something called Lamotil that'll help you immediately.
Lamotil. Do they sell that in the airport? Like
they
when you get
yes, they sell in the airport and any of the pharmacies. And I usually pick that up when I'm down there because it's a little bit better than Imodium.
Okay.
And that'll take care of you pretty much in a couple of hours. Yeah, just kind of play it safe. Even maybe brush your teeth with the bottled water. Don't drink anything out of the taps and things like that.
Right. Even rinse your toothbrush off with the bottled water when you're brushing your teeth, all that good stuff.
Do all that above,
All right, we have 1 minute left. Let's get into it. What is going on for 2023 and 2024?
Well, if you're looking to book in 2023, I'd get on that right away. Don't hesitate. Make your plans now. We're already planning our 2024 groups for Europe and exotics. I'm hoping to get into Egypt again for 2024. Mm. I'd also looking at doing a river cruise in Portugal through the Porto River Wine Valley. That area, that's coming. Also, I just had a meeting with Holland America, and we've got our Alaskas all planned and ready to go on our end, and then hopefully have those up and running this spring because we're going to do some new tweaks on our Alaska program. Very cool trips, and as if anybody knows me, that's my place. I love Alaska, so we want to get y'all there.
Alaska and Amsterdam.
Absolutely.
All right. And Vegas.
and Hawaii.
And everywhere you go.
Yes.
It's so fun. Okay, let's do it. What are the hours? How do people get in touch with you guys?
We're 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon on Saturdays. They can call 866-GO-FOX-GO. And I know Rose never gives us out, so I'm going to 866-463-6946. They can go to foxworldtravel.com and contact an agent through that means as well. Just give us a call, make an appointment. appointment, and we'd love to see you in person because we can.
Awesome. Are you here next week or is Rose back?
I am here. You're stuck with me for a while.
All right. Well, okay. Then we will see you then. Thank you. Always good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Dayton.
We will be back 9 o'clock next Saturday. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk. Thanks for listening this morning.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.